Let's Go Visiting. We're so glad you joined us today, and I know you'll want to stay tuned as Barbara Egan, your hostess, will be talking to someone you'd like to know. Before these few moments are over, her friend will be your friend, too.
I just have had a good week. I have, and you know what? I've really felt your prayers. I've needed them, and I just thank you so much for them. Oh, it's been some years since we've had our lovely guest with us, and I'm just so happy that Norma Whitcomb is able to be with us. You know, her husband is Dr. John Whitcomb, and we won't be hearing from him in this program, but as you keep tuned to Let's Go Visiting, you're going to hear him too, and he will be our guest. Norma, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, you're so welcome, Barbara. It's just a joy to be here, and thanks for inviting us.
Well, I'll tell you, it's my pleasure, and our listeners' pleasure too, isn't it, folks? Well, you know what? I knew about Norma and all her artistic ability, but it isn't until recently that I have learned about her writing skills. Now, who doesn't like to look at these, and I say, ugly dinosaurs? And when I said that, Dr. Gary Parker really reprimanded me, and he said, oh, they're not ugly at all, and he really set me straight. These folks, of course, know Dr. Gary Parker, and but anyway, I have a delightful book here in front of me called Those Mysterious Dinosaurs. Isn't that nice? Those Mysterious Dinosaurs. And it's a biblical approach for children. And, of course, parents, too, and teachers, and the rest of us. It's something that we really need to have to know about the past, something which is brought down onto the level such as I can understand. And Norma today is going to talk about reaching children through dinosaurs. So, Norma, I'm just going to give you the microphone and just let you roll.
All right. Thank you, Barbara. Well, as you mentioned, this is not only for children, but for parents and their teachers is a subtitle. Why did I put that there? Because many, many Sundays out of the year, I'm asked to speak to children in Sunday school, church, or whatever about this subject. And the teachers and some of the parents come in to listen. When we're finished, they say, oh, I didn't know all of these things. So I thought, well, while we're writing a book, we might as well put that on there to show us all we have something we can always learn.
Friends, later on in the program, we're going to let you know how you're able to get this book, Those Mysterious Dinosaurs. But, of course, we know dinosaurs are a part of God's creation, aren't they, Norma?
Oh, they definitely are, and that's where some people have a problem. They were created just like everything else because God says in His Word that He created everything, and without Him was not anything made that was made. And certainly dinosaurs, even though some people have a hard time to accept it, are part of God's creation, and they did live on this earth.
I remember when Dr. Gary Parker told me they went into the ark. I said, what? Nobody ever taught me that. They went into the, how did they get in there?
Well, they didn't only come and go in, but they came out too, Barbara. And the scripture is very, very clear. As we start to read the book of Genesis, we'll find out exactly what we're talking about. It doesn't use the word dinosaurs, but it describes them so clearly that there's no mistake as far as we can tell. But what they went in came out of the ark, and then, of course, what happened to them after. And how did they get their names? Well, that's a very interesting question. You just pointed to me, so I'll tell you about that. It's a long story, Barbara. I can't get into all of it. But they got their names not because they were named that by Adam and Eve, but because of their scientific names. And by using these names these days, all scientists around the world know when you say Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus, and some of these other names, they are scientific names that relate to characteristics of the dinosaurs. So we're talking about worldwide understanding.
Well, now we know there is a difference between men and animals, and would you mind just telling us a little bit about that in case some people think we did come from monkeys?
Well, I'm sure the monkey doesn't want to think that we came from, that we are a descendant of them. They'd be a little bit ashamed of us sometimes, I think. But what are the differences? That, too, Barbara, is such a long topic to try to say in a couple of minutes. But the big problem sometimes is, what about cavemen, ape men? How do they all relate? Well, the scripture is very, very clear that there were cavemen. They're not the kind of men we're thinking of who were ignorant and didn't know anything, but they lived in caves for protection and so forth, and God tells us in His Word someday they're going to be cavemen again. When this earth comes to an end, people are going to rush to caves for protection. But ape men, was there ever such a thing as an ape man? No. God doesn't make half genders of anything. He makes us like we are, and He made animals to be animals, and He made man to be man.
And it made Norma very beautiful, folks. Yeah. I'm sorry we're not on television so that you would be able to see her. Friends, if you've just tuned in, Norma Whitcomb is with us today. Her husband is Dr. John Whitcomb, or maybe should I say she's the wife of Dr. John Whitcomb anyway. Yeah. They've made a name each in their own right. Norma, what about reptiles of the sea and reptiles of the air? Are they some type of dinosaur?
Yes, Barbara, they have a skeleton that puts them into the dinosaur category. But, of course, they're made very, very differently because some were made to fly, others were made to swim, and some were made to roam around on this earth.
Well, friends, I'm going to tell you how you were able to get this book, Those Mysterious Dinosaurs, written by Norma A. Whitcomb. I might say there are pencil drawings in here, not by Norma, but by another artist. Pen and ink drawings. And well, you'll have to get the book. I can't describe it to you. It's really too good, past my vocabulary. You'll be able to order it directly from her, which would be Whitcomb Ministries Incorporated. That's WHITCOMB, Whitcomb Ministries, Post Office Box 277, Winona Lake, Indiana, 46590. That's for $9. What about shipping and postage, Norma? Do you need that?
We usually add about $1.75.
About $1.75. That'd make $9, $10, $75, $10. I'll make it $12, folks. Okay. It's getting too high. Oh, they want to keep it high. Okay. $9 plus $1.75. All right. Whitcomb Ministries, Post Office Box 277, Winona Lake, Indiana, 46590. And if for any reason you didn't get that address, you know, you can always write to me, and I'll pass your letter on to Norma. Now, Norma, to get back to your book as to the contents of those mysterious dinosaurs, you said the dinosaurs, you did tell us, they did go out of the ark, but okay, so they went out of the ark. I don't see any jumping around the yard today. Maybe there's some alligators down here in Florida, but what happened to them? Where did they go?
Well, that's a good question too, Barbara. Well, alligators do have a lot of resemblance. They are sort of a dinosaur, you know. So there are some that are still living in their own right, but what happened to them? Well, we have some theories. All of the rest of the questions that you can ask about dinosaurs that you will find in my book have a biblical answer. But when it comes to what happened to them, I have not found a specific Bible verse that tells us. However, science has some very good ideas, and we accept them quite readily. One is that the change when they came out of the ark is so fantastic. When they went in, the climate was so warm. When they came out, where the ark landed, it was very cold. Probably a lot of them, as they multiplied, froze to death. There was a lot of food on this earth before the flood, which meant that they had abundance when they came out. Naturally, that same abundance of food was not around anymore, and so it's very likely that some of them just didn't get enough to eat. They probably just famished from that. And also, there are some others, but there's no thing, as some of us are taught, that they disappeared because of a comet. No comet idea at all. There's nothing that would really support that theory.
If there had been a comet, wouldn't it have made other animals to be extinct too?
That's a very good idea, Barbara. That's true.
I mean, they need to have a little simple mind like mine, I guess, to figure that out instead of being with all their scientific knowledge.
Right. We're talking about extinction, too. This is another point. We always say, why did dinosaurs become extinct? But, you know, day after day, there are several species today of various animals that are becoming extinct. And so it's not a phenomenon either.
Sometimes I think some folks, not really Bible-believing Christians, because we know better, but some folks are tuned in that have not received Christ as their Savior and don't really know the Word of God. But I think some things think maybe animals have a soul. Did dinosaurs have a soul?
Dinosaurs did not have a soul. Only man has a soul. God is very clear on that. When dinosaurs die, they are dead forever. But that's the startling and very thought-provoking subject to bring up, because we have a soul. When we die, that we just aren't put in the ground and that's the end. We have a soul that's going to live on forever, and that decision has to be made before we die as to where our soul is going to spend eternity. So the idea is, where are we going when we die? Are we going to heaven? Or are we going to hell? Now, people don't like the word hell. They use it the wrong way lots of times in swearing and so forth, but it is an actual place. If we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died on the cross to save us from our sins, and we accept that and are ready to repent from our sin, confess our sin, repent, he tells us that we will have eternal life and we will live with him forever. And I can't think of anything better than that thought. That's what keeps me going day by day. Not this daily life. It isn't very interesting at times, although at other times it's absolutely wonderful. But up there, it'll be wonderful all the time. And I would hate to think that I had not made the right decision and that I might have to spend my life without the enjoyment of fellowship with my Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, for the rest of, well, forever and ever and ever.
Thank you so much, Norma. Friends, Norma Whitcomb, the wife of Dr. John Whitcomb, has been with us. We've been discussing a very delightful and easily to understand book that Norma has written titled Those Mysterious Dinosaurs. And you're able to have this book, and you can get it directly from Norma as you write to Whitcomb. That's WHITCOMB Ministries, Post Office Box 277, Winona Lake, Indiana 46590. And remember, friends, just as Norma said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Just ask the Lord the best you know how. Let him know that you know that you're a sinner. We all have, you know, God's Word says we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So just admit it to him and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you. He did. He died for me too, but he also died for you. He was buried, and after 3 days he rose again from the dead. And you know what? He wants to live in your heart. How about asking him in right now? You know, even if you're driving the car, you can do it that way. I did it kneeling by the radio. You don't have to be in church. Just do it right now, won't you? And write and tell me. You know my name. It's Barbara. Post Office Box 751, Haddonfield, New Jersey, 08033. And Lord willing, we'll see you next week. And thank you so much, Mrs. Whitcomb, for being with us.
Did you meet a new friend today? Join us next week as Barbara will have another interesting guest. Barbara would love to hear from you with your letter of encouragement to this faith ministry. Because of your generosity, we stay on this station. If the Lord lays on your heart to share financially with Let's Go Visiting, your contributions go totally to program production. No portion goes to Barbara or to the staff, and your gifts are tax deductible. You can write to Barbara at Let's Go Visiting, Post Office Box 751, Haddonfield, New Jersey, 08033. If this broadcast is a blessing to you, please be a blessing to us. That address again is Post Office Box 751, Haddonfield, New Jersey, 08033.
See you next week. Bye.